Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Productivity Boosters and Stress Reducers podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Heeb, and I can't thank you enough for listening in. Each episode, I will discuss a new tip or trick that will help you to live a productive and efficient life, professionally and personally. If you're ready to find your productivity rhythm, relieve stress, and meet your goals faster, then this is the podcast for you. Make sure you also subscribe to our YouTube channel where you can find videos demonstrating most of the tips and tricks that I talk about here on the show. This podcast is sponsored by Your Choice Concierge and Giftwell, both created to make your life easier. Your Choice Concierge provides flexible, hourly, personal, and professional assistance. Let them handle your busy tasks so you can focus on what's important. Giftwell makes thoughtful gift giving easy. They deliver and ship one-of-a-kind gifts using products from local businesses across the country. Make sure to use code YCCFRIEND at checkout to receive 5% off your purchase. You can learn more about Your Choice and Giftwell by clicking the links in the description. This week's topic was originally supposed to be about helpful PC shortcuts, and I decided to change things up a bit. I thought it might be more useful to start with some productivity fundamentals. And since it's a new year, woohoo! And this is a new podcast, it only seems appropriate to start with talking a little bit about setting new goals and holding ourselves accountable so that we actually achieve those goals. Setting goals will definitely increase your productivity if done correctly. Your goals can be personal or professional. Don't limit yourself. It can be anything from gaining a new skill to improving your time management, starting your own business, losing weight, reading more, so on and so forth. You get the picture. Why is it important and how does it help you become more productive? Setting goals gives you more clarity, gives you more drive, more focus, and most importantly, more structure. When you know what you're working towards, you naturally see a clearer picture. You become more efficient when it comes to the use of your time. Your goals should be things that you're passionate about, things that you're truly going to be proud about accomplishing. A true desire to succeed is needed to be able to accomplish your goals and be able to stay motivated. So it's important that your goals are important to you. You should also make sure that you're setting specific and achievable goals. They shouldn't be too challenging, but at the same time, don't be afraid to challenge yourself. And if you ask me, if a goal doesn't challenge you, is it a goal or is it just another to-do on your to-do list? Your goals can be short-term goals, something you accomplish within a year, action items that, you know, you handle weekly or daily. Your goals could be long-term goals, things that could take you 5 years or more to accomplish. Your action items for those goals may be more monthly or bi-monthly. Each of your goals should involve multiple steps or milestones. Creating realistic milestones and action items is like creating a ladder. It's the true way to reach your goals. Without those action items or steps, you're not going to get there, or it's going to take you a lot longer to get there. If you're like me, you're motivated by rewards. So I decide ahead of time when I'm setting goals how I will reward myself as I complete each milestone or each action item. Think of things that you look forward to. Think of things that will motivate you. Anything from scheduled downtime, maybe a nice float, or something tangible like a new pair of shoes. Of course, make sure to make your rewards reasonable. I mean, should you be rewarding yourself with a new car for marking an item off of your goal to-do list? Probably not. Be realistic with yourself. It's also very important that you write your goals down, draw them, display them somewhere. It helps to see your goals every single day. It's important to not only write or draw your goals, but also your why. Remind yourself why it's important and what you're working towards. Writing down your goals can be as simple and plain or as extravagant and glittery as you like. Some people prefer just a plain, simple list in front of them, while other people like to take the time to make it more artistic and visually pleasant. Whatever works for you, don't overthink it. This year, I decided to write and draw my goals using window markers on my office window. Totally new for me this year, but so far I love it. I recently shared it on the Your Choice Concierge YouTube channel and my Instagram account if you want to check it out. My Instagram handle is _heebiejeebies_. There are several advantages to displaying your goals. I personally need to see my goals every day as a reminder to stay on track. It helps prevent me from making decisions that would interfere with my goals. Say, for example, my goal is to travel out of the country at the end of the year. Looking up and seeing that goal is a reminder that booking an impromptu weekend getaway to Florida to sit on the beach is not a good idea if my long-term goal is to afford this trip out of the country. If you know me personally, you now know that this is honest hour. Staying in the cold Kentucky weather during the winter is definitely a struggle for me. I love the warm sunshine and the beach, but my goals on display every day is a powerful reminder that there are more exciting things ahead if I stick to my plan. If you ask me, getting really excited about your goals is really the only way to achieve them. It's very unlikely that you will reach your goal if you're not excited about it. In a perfect world, excitement alone would be the only thing we needed to accomplish our goals, but we know that's not the case. We know that reaching our goals takes work and commitment. So in order to stay committed, you need to stay accountable. Commitment and accountability go hand in hand when it comes to reaching your goals. It's easy to say we're going to stay committed when we set goals. I mean, what's the point of even setting a goal if you know from the start that you likely won't reach it, right? That seems silly. There are several ways to reach your goal, and one of the main ones that I like to use is accountability. I think this can go a lot further than just goal setting. Being accountable helps you to stay on track. And there are several ways to be accountable. Share your goal with a friend, a colleague, life partner, maybe someone that has a new goal as well. You can share the accountability. It can go both ways. Social media accountability groups are also very popular right now. You should look for groups that have similar goals or outlooks or passions, people that can help you move forward with your goal. Personally, I like to keep myself accountable by sharing with people that also help me stay motivated, people who inspire me and who truly support my goals, people that want to bring me up and not put me down. Accountability involves more than just checking in with these people or a group to say, hey, I'm still trucking along on my goals. It's about being specific and making sure accountability checks correspond with your goal milestones and action items. This keeps you on track, and more importantly, it keeps you honest if you're not on track, which can happen. Achieving your goals isn't going to be easy. I've definitely had my share of incomplete goals and learned some lessons over the years as I strive to set and achieve bigger goals. One thing I learned is not to overwhelm myself. Setting plenty of milestones and small, achievable goals along the way is what keeps me from feeling like I've taken on too much. Like I said earlier in the show, I am a huge fan of small rewards to get you through to your long-term goal. That is something I had to learn the hard way. I am an instant gratification type of person. So meeting a long-term goal was a challenge for me to start. So to help me, again, get to that long-term goal, giving myself many rewards through as I hit those milestones and get closer to that long-term goal was important for me to stay focused. I've also learned that it's important to keep going and not give up if things get a little off track. Let's be honest, even with the best intentions, things don't always go as planned. Things come up. Goals can change and morph with time. Be flexible with yourself and don't get overwhelmed if you don't see your goal turning out exactly as you initially planned. My goal for 2021 is hosting this podcast until at least January 2022. An entire year, one 10-minute-ish episode a week. Could this very well end up being a bi-weekly podcast? Absolutely. Again, things come up. My business may need more of my attention some weeks. I'm not going to overwhelm myself or stress myself out to meet this goal. I know it will happen. It may not turn out exactly as I planned, but I'll still be making improvements and strides towards even bigger, longer term goals. I'm also not going to limit myself or get tunnel vision. Sometimes our original goals spawn into new goals or even a goal within a goal, so to speak. For example, starting this podcast triggered a new goal for me. After recording my podcast trailer last week, I discovered that I like to say a lot. A lot. If you listen to the trailer, you may have already picked up on that. My goal is to improve my public speaking and speech etiquette. And hopefully, my podcast episodes will be completely free by the end of the year. My first step or action item is to find resources to help me accomplish this goal, which I've already started a little bit. I've done a little research online for tips or ideas that will help me stop this lovely habit and be more aware going forward so that hopefully I can nip this in the bud quicker rather than later. The second action item for my new goal within my goal is going to be to count my ums or uhs at the end of each episode and share that total with you in the start of each new episode. Let's see. In the mainly scripted trailer, I said 19 times. Yikes. Did I mention that was mainly scripted? This is definitely going to be a challenging goal, but I'm excited to do what I can to improve myself, my skill set, and this podcast. Keyword excited. This episode is a little longer than the trailer and not scripted. Helpful outline only. So I'm going to be honest with myself before I count the uhs and ums in this episode and say that I might have slightly more than 19. But I'm working on it and should have better numbers to report each episode if I'm working towards my ultimate goal. Sharing my goal with you on this podcast and the count on future podcasts is what's going to hold me accountable and keep me motivated. Please feel free to call me out if you notice I miss an update at the beginning of any of the episodes. That's the whole point of accountability, right? So are you ready to get on your way to achieving your goals and becoming more productive? When you know what you're working towards, you will become more efficient and make better use of your time. If you're still not exactly sure where to start or you're unsure of the productive action items you should be taking to accomplish your goals, please reach out to me. I would love to hear about your goals and help you break them down to include exciting milestones. milestones to achieve along the way. I could go on for hours about this topic, but that's it for this week's episode of Productivity Boosters and Stress Reducers. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Stephanie Heeb, and I hope you'll join me next week for more tips and tricks to live a productive and efficient life, professionally and personally. Make sure you also subscribe to our YouTube channel where you can find videos demonstrating some of the tips and tricks we discuss here on the show. If you want to talk more about goal setting and accountability, have feedback about this episode, or a specific topic you'd like to hear about in the future, please email me at info@yourchoice-concierge.com. I would love to hear from you. Speaking of hearing from you, have you considered starting your own podcast but haven't had the time? Check out Buzzsprout. They make launching and managing your podcast effortless. Trust me, if I can do it, anyone can. Clicking the Buzzsprout link in the description will let them know we sent you and get you a $20 Amazon gift card if you decide to sign up for a paid plan. Thanks again to our sponsors, Your Choice Concierge and Giftwell. Until next time, productive people.